InsideTheHuddle.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Again, we got about a half hour late start with some technical difficulties this morning, but everything seemed to work out. After I brought out the hammer and flashlight and duct tape. No, just kidding. We got tech support to figure everything out for us, so we appreciate them being available in Quincy, Illinois this morning. We're going to go to our next and final interview now on Inside the Huddle. We're talking sports. We're talking Clinton Prairie football, and we talked it yesterday with Kurt Schlicker and Scott Haynes.
Inside the Huddle, and with me this morning, I have the new football coach at Clinton Prairie High School, Kurt Schlicker, and longtime youth football organizer and president at one time, Scott Haynes, are with me here this morning on Inside the Huddle. We're going to be talking about Clinton Prairie youth football and the Clinton Prairie varsity football program. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Jamie.
Hey, Scott sent me a flyer here, Coach, and you guys are starting something new at Clinton Prairie this year, and you're doing the first annual spring football cookout, player registration, and call-out. Can you talk a little bit about what you're trying to accomplish by getting football started here in May, which will be new to the Clinton Prairie community?
Well, you know, we've sat at having met with the youth board. There's a lot of people on that board who've been around this program for a long time, and it just was one of those things when we were talking in the meeting, we realized that trying to figure out what we wanted to do with registration this year in a way maybe to meet the new coaches. So we came up with this idea that maybe on a Sunday evening that it would be a good idea to just see if we could get the whole Clinton Prairie football community together on one day. So really the goal of the day is in the afternoon, starting at like 4 o'clock, we're hoping to anybody that hasn't signed up yet, second, third, fourth, or fifth graders, would be able to get to Clinton Prairie High School on that Sunday, May 22nd at 4 o'clock, sometime between 4 and 6. And we'd like to get them sized for their equipment this year and get them all signed up so we can start putting, you know, our plans together in terms of how many kids we're going to have playing, how many coaches we're going to need, and things of that nature. So that's going to last from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, the idea is that anybody else who's involved in our football program, so anybody from kindergarten, which we're starting this year in first grade, which are going to play flag football, all the way through our 6th grade, 7th, 8th, and our high school kids, we want every parent, every player who's interested in playing football at Clinton Prairie to come out at 6 o'clock. And we've had some people with some donations in terms of food. We've got people willing to work the grill. So the idea is at 6 o'clock then, really we want the entire football community of Clinton Prairie. And this is also open to the general public. So if there are members of the public who had former players, kids that have played, or just graduates, who want to come out and have some food. And then the plan is at that point, once everybody eats around 6, we'll start that about 6, then I wanted to address all of these parents and all of these players and kind of give them the vision that I have and that the coaching staff has at the varsity level here for the program moving forward, covering things like when we would be practicing, when the game should be, what levels you know, kids are going to play. One thing to note about that is our 6th graders this year are going to play with our 7th and 8th grade, so it's going to be like a middle school team this year. They're not going to have their own team. But beyond that, we're going to talk about player safety, some of the things we're doing to try to make the game of football as safe as possible for the kids in terms of practice, talk about some of the things that we believe in terms of how we want to practice and how we want to improve player skill, and really just want to create, like, some energy within the program. We feel like there's a lot of energy already in the program. Coach Jones did an excellent job when he was there, you know, building the program up. I feel very fortunate to have so many good people. And obviously we have great players coming back in place. And we really think that Clinton Prairie can be something special here moving forward. And really the idea is just we want everybody to be able to come out and for me to be able to meet people, people be able to meet me. And not only me, but the other coaches that we've hired. And also even at the younger levels, we want the parents to get to know who the middle school coaches are going to be and who the youth coaches are going to be. So overall, you know, the plan basically is a setup from 4 to 6 for the youth kids to come register. And from about 6 to 7:30, food will be served. It'll be outside if the weather permits. If not, we'll have to move it probably into the field house. But that'll be a chance for the coaches to address and introduce to the parents and the kids, knowing who their coaches are. And then if there's questions, we'll be willing to answer. We'll also be talking about, like, summer camps and what parents should be expecting moving forward.
That was going to be my next question, Coach. I saw here on the sheet that was provided to me that you're going to have some summer camps and some workouts. Can you talk a little bit about what you're expecting the summer to look like for Clinton Prairie football from the youth all the way up to the high school on some dates and times?
Yeah, you know, we've worked hard on trying to put the calendar together, and we want to make sure we get that calendar in people's hands. We're actually working on putting a website together, a Clinton Prairie football website at the moment, to try to get that calendar out. But the basic overview would be this. If your son's going to be a high school player next year, we will be lifting in the mornings 4 days a week, and then we'll be having some practices, and we actually have some scrimmages. It's going to be a very active summer and a very busy summer. And we understand that a lot of these high school kids are multi-sport athletes. And let me just say right here, I am a multi-sport athlete.
You can look at the record books at North Montgomery and know that.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, I played all three when I was in high school.
Yes, you did.
I've actually coached some track in my day and some other sports. So I believe that kids should play every sport that's available to them. But, you know, we want football to be an important part of what they do in the summertime. So anyway, we'll be lifting 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, for the high school kids, and then we'll have all kinds of workouts. So the middle school kids, you know, we've tried to talk about, you know, is the weight room available? We haven't got anything with that worked out yet, but we do know our middle school, there'll be workouts available to them in July. There'll be camps available to them in July. And then their season doesn't start as early as the youth football. Now, the youth football, we'll be starting practices as early as July 7th because the youth games will start right at the end of July. We're going to stay in the same league we've been in the past. Jamie Smith, our director, those guys have done a great job of organizing that. And so for our youth, you know, July is really where it will kick off, around July 7th. So I would say this, the high school kids will be busy, you know, June and July. Our middle school and our youth will basically have July. And I realize a lot of these boys are playing baseball, and, hey, I'm all for it. Let's play baseball. Or if you're a basketball player, hey, go play your basketball there and do all those things. Or if you're track or whatever it may be, a wrestler, we want to support all those things. But we've got plenty of activities for the kids this summer, and we're really looking forward to getting started.
Hey, Scott.
Jamie, hasn't our youth football come a long way?
Yeah. I mean, you've been around probably, what, going on 20 years now?
I was just looking this morning. This will be my 17th year doing either youth football or with the high school.
And we've had a lot of good coaches, high school coaches over the year. I think Coach Jones did a great job. I think KC Woods a few years ago rejuvenated the program, you know, back in 2016. But after I met Coach Slicker here in March, and I think you felt the same way, he hit the ground running, and he just improving upon even making it better. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was my exact feeling, too. I was blessed to be able to sit in on the last round of interviews, and I think we had like 15 or 16 guys apply, and I sat in on the last three to interview, and it was just amazing, the coaches that we had that wanted to come here and coach, and Coach Slicker really stuck out with his past and all the things he's done over the years. In football, he's been with some great programs and around some great head coaches. But it was, you know, we kind of knew he was the guy, and now we're fortunate enough. Actually, we got the number two guy on staff now, too, that's going to be our offensive coordinator, Coach Craig. So we're just in great shape, great shape.
That's good to hear. Scott, can you talk a little bit about, you know, where youth football has been in the past, who we used to play in the Clinton County League, to where we're at now playing a lot of the Sagamore Conference schools, and how that's really greatly improved, and we're going to see probably some great improvement at the high school in the coming years.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I think I started in 06 coaching a 4th and 5th grade team. That's when our youth started, was 4th and 5th together, and then we'd have a 6th grade team and then junior high. And we played some of the teams around the area here, and it was good, and we got it rolling. And you know, we were taking – I took my younger son down to Sheridan to play in 2nd, 3rd grade. Me and Dave Joseph at the time, we had our boys down there. We're like, we got to get this going. And we all as a community raised all the money to buy the equipment, got that going. You know, we played Frankfort and Clinton Central. But then it expanded. We went with Sheridan, and we're playing with Western Boone. And then Now, you know, we formed a board a few years back when the school, you know, cost us so much, so we kind of went on our own with the youth program. The AD asked us at the time if we could do something like that, and we did. And Jamie, you were a part of that, and a lot of good dads and good guys still around coaching, even in the youth now, were a part of that and grew it. And then Coach Jones, you know, he had the vision, let's move on up again. I mean, we're playing, you know, we're playing with Danville and Tri-West and Weibo now, and it's just amazing. And our teams last year were very competitive in that league, and it's only going to benefit us so much here. And you could see it in our junior high and our kids coming to the high school last year. I mean, the kids were ready to go, our junior high staff, you know, Cameron Haynes and Coach Sheridan and Zane Cook and Corbin Rios have done a great freaking job at the junior high. I mean, our kids are just ready to play when they come to their freshman year. So,
hey, Coach, I agree with all what you're saying there, Scott. I mean, it's just come a long way, and maybe you want to talk about this, but I think it's new this year is flag football, K and first grade, which we've talked about it back when I was on the board for a long time. It was just going to take a long time to get there, to get the program established, and it takes a lot of money to buy all that equipment. It takes a lot of money to pay for the insurance and stuff, so I think you guys are taking the next step and even starting these younger players, and can you talk about that?
Well, I think it's just what I would say about that is, you know, we wanted to get those kids opportunities. I know when my son was young, there really was no football league for him to join as a kindergartner. It's really our only option was soccer and youth baseball. And so we just felt like this is something that other communities have been doing, playing this flag football at this age. It's a great chance for those kids to come out, learn a little bit about football, compete with each other, meaning that, you know, just figuring out what football is all about. You know, football is a true team game. And so there's a lot of positions that maybe the boys don't know about. And, you know, I know we have kids that are interested in doing it. We have parents that want to help. And it's just a great introduction into then our second and third grade league and our fourth and fifth grade league. So, you know, we just felt like this was a good year to do that. And as well, moving our sixth grade up. I know there's been a lot of conversation about whether it's right to play our sixth grade with our seventh and eighth. But we feel the benefits will outweigh anything that's negative about it. And so with moving the sixth grade up, we felt like this was a great opportunity then to go ahead and bring in our kindergartners and first grade into the program.
That's great to hear. And Scott, can you talk a little bit about, you know, in the last few years, there's been a lot of discussion throughout Clinton County and maybe even Tippecanoe County for schools that are not playing tackle football, and what Clinton Prairie has done on trying to make this as safe as possible for these kids. You know, in second and third grade, I call it a lot of love tapping going on out there on the field, because if you get a kid that's really out there, you know, really wanting to lay the wood to somebody and make a tackle, they've really been good about moving those, you know, better athletes up to the division just because they're a second grader and they're outstanding. Maybe you need to move them up and not leave them at the same age group, and how Clinton Prairie Youth Football has tried to approach that over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's about, you know, your kids are going to be very safe with us. Our big thing has always been teaching the fundamentals, you know, the right way to tackle. I mean, it's not about wins and losses at that age. Everybody likes to win, but it's about teaching these kids the fundamentals. And as they grow, you know, you get to fourth and fifth grade, yeah, they're starting to fly around and really, really starting to hit. And but we're teaching them the right way, you know. And the thing I've loved is it's just like a big family. I mean, we're a big family. The coaches care about these kids. I see that with Coach Slicker and everybody on the high school staff now is we're a big family, and we love these kids, and we're going to take care of these kids, and we want to grow them and make better men out of them for sure. But yeah, I mean, we're as safe as it gets with the youth football. Coach Slicker's brought up some stuff this year that we're working towards to get to even make it safer as far as, you know, with the helmets and stuff. But your kids will be taught the right way that we play football, and it's been fun. It's been a lot of fun over the years. I've coached a lot of little guy teams, and I really enjoy that. It's a lot of fun to teach these kids the right way.
Coach Slicker, you've been here roughly about 45 days now. You've got a chance to meet, you know, next year's varsity team, and you've been in the weight room and doing different things. Can you talk a little bit about what you're expecting next year? I think you got a great nucleus coming back. You know, in my mind, I've got a senior going out, but boy, I wish number nine was back next year, because I think you guys could put together, you know, a pretty nice ball club.
Well, I have been just super, super impressed with how our kids have worked this spring. It's difficult because I'm not in the building yet, and yet we've had some Monday night workouts. Our attendance have been great at those. We have morning weights and after school weights. Those numbers have been really strong as well. So, you know, we know that there's a lot of enthusiasm. There's a lot of anticipation as we move forward. You know, the expectations are there that we can have a very competitive season this year. But we understand, you know, our competition is doing the same thing, right? They're working hard too. So, you know, I think our goal moving into the summer is just one day at a time. We're going to hit that weight room really hard. If you want to make a difference, you know, if there's one way that you can really change a program, is to become more physical.
Right.
And the more physical football team is the team that tends to win more games. So, you know, we're going to push the weights hard, and we'll talk to the kids about how we're going to do that, you know, get them in the proper shape, proper condition. And yet I want to emphasize, you know, we are going to try to make football a very enjoyable experience, right? It should be fun. You know, Scott touched on how it's a family out there. And, you know, and families, that's what we do. You know, families have to work hard, and yet we enjoy being around each other. And, you know, we're kind of doing it for each other. You know, you're not only, you know, lifting those weights for yourself to make you a better player, but you're also lifting weights for your teammates, right? If you're a better player and you're putting the effort in, then you're not letting your teammate down. You're going to actually raise your teammate up. So really looking forward to the summertime starting, instituting our new offense. I would like to say that we've got Tyler Allen coming back as our defensive coordinator. Really excited to have Tyler still on staff.
Who was last year's defensive coordinator, correct?
Yes, he was. We've also hired Joey Mitchell, a wrestling coach. He's going to be new to the program this year, but he's really excited to be a part of it. We've got Scott Haynes coming back. Scott's just been the best, just the best. I really can't describe how great it's been to work with Scott so far.
He's and got then, passion for Clinton Prairie football, doesn't he?
He does. Travis Harris, the same way. Those two guys have just been super. A couple of the guys we did bring in, Coach Haynes talked about Brian Craig, was hired as a PE teacher. He's coming from McCutcheon. I had worked with Coach Craig back in my days at McCutcheon, and we are just super excited and lucky to have Brian on board. And then we've also hired Matt Muncy, who has been coaching at McCutcheon as well for the past few years. His dad has been a longtime figure in football in the Lafayette area. And so we're really excited to have Matt coming on as well, helping with our linebackers. And so we really feel good about our staff that we have coming in this year. And I think the number one thing for us as the new coaches is trying to get to know these kids, not just as football players, but as young men, and showing them that, you know, we really truly do care about them. And, you know, whatever we do here as we go into this season this year, you know, it's going to be together. You know, when we win together. If we don't win, boy, we're sure going to fight like heck to win. You know, like it's a family thing. So,
and I think another neat part of the program, you know, that's really changed in the last few years is we're getting a lot of guys that played in the last 5 or 6 years. They're still living in the community, coming back, wanting to help with junior high and youth football. And I think that's going to be huge.
That's one of the things I meant to mention earlier. We do, and we've talked about that. I used to talk about that with Coach Jones. It's important to get your old guys back, you know, and that shows the dedication they have. We've got some guys down coaching youth football that were pretty darn good players out here at Prairie, and they bring that same enthusiasm. It's awesome, all the way up through the junior high.
You want to expand on that, Coach?
Well, I'm just going to say, it really is. It says a lot about the program when your players want to come back. Like, it shows how much people care. You know, being a bit of an outsider, and I say a bit of an outsider, you know, I have grew up in Montgomery County, and then I currently live in Tippecanoe County. You know, I have competed against Clinton County schools. But, boy, the passion that I have run into here of the Clinton Prairie people has just been fantastic. And, you know, I knew the Clinton Prairie sports have been very successful, and you just feel like it's growing. You know, you feel like there's an energy there at CP. You know, the improvements to the building, to the academic facilities. You know, I know they're going to make some more improvements this year, even to, like, the baseball fields and things like that. Brian Eaton has just done a super, super job as the athletic director there. And we feel like this is something. That's what really this 22nd is all about. We want to kind of get everybody there. And we want to show everybody this is the Clinton Prairie football family. And, boy, we are hoping just to get hundreds and hundreds of people. We really are. We want the community to come out, and just a chance for me to get to meet people, them to meet us. And we really hope it's a great day. And we know it's something that's never been done, and I understand that Sundays sometimes are difficult for people, but sometimes this time of year, I understand that there's a lot of activities, but hopefully they can find some time on that Sunday afternoon and make it out to Clinton Prairie High School.
And I think this is just part of a step of a culmination of things. We're talking about this, and it just came out this week, the new football sectional assignments, and probably going to be a little different look to a sectional that we've had in a while. There's some familiar faces in there, and there's some unfamiliar faces, and I think, you know, the big problem, or not really a problem, I don't know how to explain it, you know, it's just rears its ugly head. We've been in 7 sectional championships, and we haven't got one yet, and I think that's on the back of everybody's mind. That's what we're doing all this. That's what you guys are doing all this, you know, over the years, because that's the ultimate goal, I think, besides, you know, forming good young men and relationships and bonds with their coaches and, you know, getting them ready to put them out in the community. But, you know, the end goal is to get that first sectional championship, and I think this is what it takes.
Well, yeah, the sectional came out this week, and one thing I've learned with being a part of high school football here in Indiana for almost 30 years, you have no control over what the board of directors is going to do. So,
nope.
You know, we looked at that the other day.
You're going to put gas in the bus, it looks like to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard to sit here and say, you know, man, this is a great sectional or a bad one. But, you know, I do think this, from our perspective, is that sectional is one of those things we should be very competitive. We're definitely going to have some chances in there. And, it, you know, really comes down to this, you know, what kind of work are we going to put in this summer? What kind of, daily effort are we going to make? And if the kids can make the commitment, I like our chances, not only, you know, in a regular season this year, but if we can stay healthy, you know, it looks like to me that, our goal is going to be a tough team to beat. You know, I made the point to players the other day, you know, it's not who we play. They should be worried about playing us. And so, you know, that's our goal as a program, is to develop that reputation as a tough team to play against. You know, we're going to play physical, we're going to play fast, and we're coming after you. And you know what? If you take us down, then we're going to tip our cap and shake our hand at the end of the game. But that's the kind of attitude we want. And obviously, you know, winning championships is everyone's goal.
Well, Coach, I thank you for your time. I've been talking with Coach Kurt Slicker, the new football coach for Clinton Prairie High School, Scott Haynes, who's assistant at the high school level now, been involved in youth football for 20-plus years. You guys were great to interview this morning, and just reaffirm Sunday, May 22nd at 6, well, I guess you're going to start around 4 o'clock, will be the first annual spring football cookout and player registration for all ages, K-12 at Clinton Prairie, or if anybody in the Clinton Prairie community just want to be a part of it, to come out that day. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thank you, Jamie. Appreciate your
Thanks,
support.
Jamie.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right.